You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, the Aotearoa Mental Health Commission, Te Hiranga Mahara, released a paper assessing just how crucial peer support is in mental health and addiction recovery. I spoke with board member Taimi Allen on the importance of this framework and the need to increase it, especially in the workforce. The paper that was released by Te Hiranga Mahara highlighted the peer support approach in improving mental health and addiction services. Can you expand more on what a peer support framework looks like in the workforce?
So if you consider that, you know, one in five New Zealanders go through mental health and addiction challenges in their lifetime, we've got kind of a ready workforce of people that do recover from these things but then want to go on and help others recover from it too. So a peer support worker is someone who walks alongside someone who's still struggling with those issues and is able to bring them their whole selves and the things that they've learnt from their recovery to that relationship. So it really does, I mean, it's been proven in a lot of research both here and overseas that it has a critical role in enabling recovery and improving hope so that people, you know, recover and go on to live really flourishing lives.
The paper also went into development of Māori lived experience. How do you see Mātauranga Māori and tikanga incorporated in this framework?
Look, a TL Māori perspective in terms of peer support is absolutely critical, particularly for those that have told us that when they struggle with their mental health from a cultural perspective, it's often because of a disconnection of their culture, and reconnecting with their culture through tikanga and kawa and understanding the mataranga Māori and the knowledge that comes from ancestry and, you know, the stories that are passed down through generations helps them find and reconnect not only with their culture but their feeling of belonging, and then gives them kind of a bit of a support pathway to follow and experience full recovery. So it's absolutely integral, not only for us to meet the needs of titiriti or waitangi, but for people to actually feel like they're culturally safe in that recovery journey. There's some really great peer support workforce plans that are being led by Māori tangata whaiora at the moment. So we would love to see a growth of that.
And what have been the results of these current frameworks?
Look, peer support has been around for as long as there's been, you know, mental health patients in hospitals. So it's not a new concept. It's just that over the kind of the last 20 years or so, since we closed down the large institutions, that peer support has become actually a critical part of our workforce. And it's developed some both professional and non-professional pathways. So there's no, you don't have to have a professional qualification to be part of the peer support workforce, but many NGOs and workforce development centres are creating some of those professional NZQA level 4 and plus qualifications so that there's a career pathway for people entering peer support and lived experience roles.
There's also a claim that the mental health service is in need of a paradigm shift. Do you think this framework is part of the answer? And if so, why is that?
Oh, look, it's absolutely critical because, well, I mean, we have a workforce crisis right now. It's been said over and over again that we don't have enough mental health workforce to meet the needs and desires of people, and that our traditional workforce doesn't always fit with, you know, how people want to recover. A peer support workforce at this stage only makes up 3.4% of our entire workforce, which is not nearly what we need for people to be able to get the support when and where they need it in a way that's really timely and philosophically is about walking alongside someone as opposed to treating someone or telling them what to do. It's a very different workforce, and it will create an absolutely critical shift, a transformation in our mental health workforce if we could make sure that peer support is accessible to anyone everywhere, no matter who you are and where you live. You know, my own pathway through mental health services in terms of, you know, my career started as a peer support worker, and I absolutely owe my life to giving back to other people going through that journey. It's allowed me to stay well and keep well and help others through that journey. And one thing that's often forgotten with peer support workers is not only do peer support workers help other people recover, but it's been proven that the peer support workers themselves go through a critical shift in the longevity of their recovery. So it's just a fantastic workforce for so many reasons. You kind of go through a peer support service or you match with someone that has kind of a similar journey to you. I mean, some peer support places even, you get a bio of someone and you go, actually, those guys have got similar experience to me, or, you know, they love going on long walks, or they've got two dogs and two children, you know. So you actually get you get real autonomy in who you choose to work with, which is not like other sectors or in other parts of the sector.
That was Tami Allen from Te Hiranga Mahara on increasing peer mentoring in the mental health and addiction recovery framework.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.